Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, June 29th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, you a little husky and Demi Moore voice going on there. I take it either it was a really good time at the U2 concert or it was a really bad time at the U2 concert.
That's funny. No, it was an excellent time at the U2 concert. You know what a great rock and roll show is?
What's that?
It's great theater. It was really amazing. It was just, they put together a very, very good show. And also, I didn't expect it, but I was pleasantly surprised that they put on a very political show.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. I'm more surprised that they put on a piece of good theater than they put on a political show, because, you know, their track record with good theater has not been so exemplary.
Yeah. I can't wait for the Encores production of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, turn on the lights.
Okay, great. How was your thing that you went to go see?
I went and saw the screening of the new Marvel superhero movie, Spider-Man. Interestingly enough, Homecoming. It was aight. I'll have a full review on Broadway World in the next week or so. It doesn't open until July 7th, but it was aight.
All right. And I wanted to do one quick shout out. Today, the boy, Justin, turns 14. So happy birthday to my Justin.
Happy birthday, Justin. Yeah. Very cool.
All right. So up in the news, two shows are aiming for Broadway.
Yeah. These are things, James, that we've mentioned both of them before. We got more information on both. And I know what you're going to do. Just say it three times now. Go ahead.
Heartbreak Hotel, Heartbreak Hotel, Heartbreak Hotel.
No, I was thinking the other one, but that's one too. Yes. The first one that I wanted to mention was the Beetlejuice musical that is being directed by Alex Timbers. We've talked about previous workshop and reading versions of this. I don't think we knew this before, but apparently in the previous reading that happened this spring, it starred Christopher Fitzgerald, which is awesome. And I didn't know that. I think that's this might be a new information, or if it isn't, I forgot about it, because that seems like perfect casting actually. But now, according to an Equity casting notice, the show will get a full developmental lab in September. This is obviously based on the 1988 comedy fantasy movie by Tim Burton that starred the great Michael Keaton, who coincidentally co-starred as the villain, the Vulture, in Spider-Man Homecoming that I saw last night. The musical features music and lyrics by Eddie Perfect and a book by Anthony King and Scott Brown. Timbers will continue to direct the project as it moves into a lab, and Connor Gallagher has joined the team as the choreographer. So, again, this is one of those weird things where you're like, that's a stupid idea for a musical. But the more you break it down, it actually seems like a really good idea, James. Another one that seems almost like too good of an idea for a musical, because it's already seemingly kind of been done before, is Heartbreak Hotel, like you mentioned. This is one that we've mentioned before as well, but it is now official that Heartbreak Hotel, the musical, will have its world premiere at the Algonquin Playhouse from August 30th through September 30th of this year as part of their 85th season over there. But apparently now, according to Deadline, the show might have its eyes on a Broadway run. The show is a collaboration of Heartbreak King Productions, which apparently is a company comprised of Tony-winning producers, as well as Elvis Presley Enterprises. The show will be written and directed by Floyd Mutrix, who I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, who is the co-creator of Million Dollar Quartet. So this Elvis Presley thing seems to be a really good mine for Floyd. Obviously, this is not going to follow exactly the story of Elvis's life, but we have seen Million Dollar Quartet, which is a piece of his life. We've also seen All Shook Up, which is basically Elvis's music plugged into a modern adaptation of a Shakespeare play. So we've seen Elvis musicals before, and I love me some Elvis, so I don't know that I have a problem with this, but it seems like when you're comparing Beetlejuice, which is still a movie to musical adaptation, but a really original one, to Elvis, Heartbreak Hotel would be kind of the third, at least, Elvis-y musical. I'm not sure that I think one probably is a little more interesting to me than the other.
This is very interesting because they're two tremendously commercial products that you would think on the face of it that they should, if they wanted to come to Broadway, they should. But we have a little bit of a traffic jam, and I say that because yesterday I had a conversation with a producer, a Broadway producer, who posed to me, said, "Well, you know, maybe all these shows will come in one way or the other, but they just won't come to Broadway per se. They'll play larger off-Broadway houses. Not that I'm saying that a Beetlejuice or a Heartbreak Hotel, but they might be other musicals that we've been talking about that could play larger off-Broadway or non-Broadway venues, I should say. Not just off-Broadway, but non-Broadway venues, as more product wants to come in. So we'll have
interesting.
Great time to be a Broadway fan right now. Just a tremendous amount of stuff. Up in the show and casting news, we have Mercedes Rule to join Torch Song Trilogy.
Well, it's not Torch Song Trilogy.
Excuse me.
It's just Torch Song. Harvey Fierstein has modified his modern classic Torch Song Trilogy into just Torch Song. And yesterday it was announced that Second Stage Theater will be welcoming let's make sure we've got all these. The Tony Academy Award and Golden Globe winner Mercedes Rule in the role of Ma. It's a Torch Song that will be playing later this year. She is starring opposite the previously announced Michael Urie. Additional casting will be announced later. The great and wonderful Moises Kaufman is directing this production. The show will begin previews on September 26th at the Tony Kaiser Theater ahead of an October 19th opening. Michael Urie, between this and The Government Inspector that I know Michael and Peter raved about on This Week on Broadway, it seems like he's really starting to, after having a pretty good amount of success on television early in his career, he's really turning into one of these guys who's a really viable star in theater. And I know when you guys talked about The Government Inspector, they'd both kind of hoped that maybe it would get a new life, which it did. It transferred for a longer run off Broadway, but they'd even talked about maybe it going to Broadway, and I don't know that that's going to happen with his commitment to this, but it seems like Michael Urie is ready for kind of a big lead role on Broadway after having done Bud Frump and How to Succeed and stuff. So I'm really interested to see how this goes and who they've rounded out this cast with. Moving on to some other show and casting stuff, though, James. Yesterday it was announced that direct from a sold-out award-winning London run, director Alexandra Spencer-Jones's new production of a play adaptation of A Clockwork Orange will make its New York premiere this fall in a limited off-Broadway engagement at New World Stages. Jono Davies, who led the London cast, will make his New York stage debut in the lead role of Alex DeLarge. The complete cast and creative team will be announced shortly. Previews will begin on Saturday, September 2nd, with an opening on Monday, September 25th. It'll play 16 weeks through January 6th. Obviously, anybody who knows the Anthony Burgess original book, or probably more so the Stanley Kubrick film of that, knows that this seems to be following kind of a little bit of a pattern, James, where we're into like dystopian theater now. There's been a lot of dystopian books and movies in recent years, but now with this and 1984, we're starting to get a little bit more dystopian theater, which is kind of interesting to me. I don't love the dystopian stuff, but it does lead to some really interesting stories. This is a great film, so I'm interested to hear how they adapt it to the stage. And then finally, in something completely the opposite of dystopian, yesterday the York Theater announced that later this year in their Musicals and Mufti series, they will bring kind of the equivalent of the perfect kind of Broadway musical theater, happy musical review, Jerry's Girls, to the York Theater. This is obviously a review of some of the great hits from Jerry Herman, including songs from Mame, Hello Dolly, Milk and Honey, Mac and Mabel, A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine, and La Caja Falls. Jerry's Girls will be directed by Pamela Hunt. Additional casting and creative team information will be announced shortly. The limited engagement of Jerry's Girls will play just 11 performances from August 5th through 13th at the York Theatre Company at St. Peter's. So, James, we've got dystopian, we've got Jerry's Girls, we've got an Academy Award winner doing an off-Broadway show. you know, it's not the big news that I keep thinking we're going to get. I keep thinking we're going to get big Broadway casting stuff dropped, or maybe pre-Broadway tryout casting news dropped. We're not getting that just yet, but still some pretty good information coming through the last couple of days.
I can't wait for the, Mad Max or Blade Runner, the musical.
Well, we're getting a Blade Runner sequel coming out here shortly with Ryan Gosling in it. So maybe with La La Land experience and Blade Runner, what is it, 2049, I think is what it's called or something. Maybe we'll see them merge together for Ryan Gosling to make his Broadway debut. I'd love it.
Okay, what's up in the recommendations?
Well, we're back to where we were about 2 years ago, James, where every story is Hamilton, because we have two recommendations coming from Hamilton yesterday. And I guess we probably should have anticipated this because of Lynn's announcement the other day of the hashtag, or as you said, #, Ham for All challenge. The way he officially kind of kicked this off was that yesterday morning he was on the Today Show and he introduced a new it's just a music video from the Immigrants We Get the Job Done song from the Hamilton mixtape. It features, oh boy, I'm not going to know all of these names because I'm not a hip hop person, but it includes Kanan, Residente, Riz MC, who is Riz Ahmed, who was one of the stars of The Night Of on HBO, as well as the last Star Wars movie, as well as Snow the Product. I hope those names other than Riz Ahmed mean something to somebody, because I'm so not cool enough to know what these are. But it's actually a fully produced music video, and it is really, really cool. I love what they did with it. It's kind of set in a train, but really highlights the importance of immigrants, obviously. So it's very, very cool. I was super impressed with this. So definitely check that out. But then we got one of the more conventional Ham for All videos yesterday, and this is one that I think a lot of people in the theater community, and especially in the Hamill trash community, we're looking forward to. And that was from Mr. Groff Sauce himself. He sang a little bit of Satisfied along with a special guest. And of course, this also included a donation to the Immigrant We Get the Job Done Coalition. And he challenged a few people. His good friend Leah Michelle and somebody else. So definitely check out that video. And then one last thing I wanted to throw in, because we talked about it yesterday. The Greatest Showman released its full trailer yesterday, and we saw little snippets of it in their trapeze teaser things, but it was really cool. I'm really interested to see how they make this work, because as you watch this full trailer, James, it does feel a little Moulin Rouge-y, like where you get like a kind of a modern, more poppy music. Obviously, it's an original score by Benjamin Pasek and Justin Paul, but it had kind of that Baz Luhrmann grand visual look with a little bit more modern music. And then you had Keala Settle belting her face and beard off. And it was really, really cool. Also featured Zendaya, who was also in Spider-Man Homecoming that I saw last night. So I'm excited to see this. It seems like a really audacious project, and it's definitely not like a big screen adaptation of Barnum. It's definitely looking like it's taking a much different approach to this story that we've seen before. All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. You can subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. James, you mentioned that today is your son's birthday, so we're going to be coming in again a little later tomorrow, probably around 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
The birthday party tonight. Yes, that's right. I'm still sitting in Giant Stadium parking lot trying to get home. So, my name is James Bruno from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for spending some of your Thursday with us, and Matt and I will be back with you, as he mentioned, probably 8 a.m. or so on Friday morning to wrap up the week. See you then.